Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of November 2016, and this is the 456th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's another very blowy day again today, and I've just gone to the post office, which is just down the road from me, or around the road. And I've bought myself some apples and oranges. I'm feeling very much in need of self-care at the moment. I'm very, very tired after last week. And I think the sum total of what I've done today, apart from buying the apples and the bananas, has been taking the car that was so kindly loaned to me back to its rightful owner, along with some seedlings, which I was seed sitting for her while she was away, and fortunately they all look as if they've survived my a rather random ministrations. But apart from that, I've been sleeping, and I've been listening to audiobooks I've been listening to one of Kate Atkinson's one of her crime novels. They are so beautifully plotted. I really love the way that in her books the endings take, I suppose, what one would think to be a whole of a third act is really one ending or coming after another, because she has so many threads in her books that are apparently unrelated, although one knows that they must be related. But quite how she's going to manage to bring them all together is kind of the main delight for me in them. And since I've discovered that I can get audiobooks, download audiobooks from my bed, from the library, this has been a bit of a pleasure, you know, and I can just do it where I'm at without any effort and lie. So I've been doing that today, and I've been smelling some fantastic roses that I had got from the market on Sunday. And I think tomorrow I'm going into town for an acupuncture appointment. But otherwise I'm not going to require anything of myself. In fact, I don't think I will for the rest of the week require anything of myself. I am contemplating having November off, and that may or may not include podcasts. I'm thinking that I would like to keep the podcasts going, but to allow other things to rest unless they leap into my hands. I don't know quite where this has come from. I don't think it's not just that I had a big week last week. It just feels, I think it's also to do with the spring and spring energy, which I find quite tricky each year. I find it a bit challenging when all this kind of energy is happening around me and I can't keep up with it. So that's where I'm at. I do hope that you have more energy and that you're enjoying a project, if that's what you're up to, and if you're not, that you're able to find something like an audiobook that can keep you company. And and actually just enjoy seeing things too. I mean, there's the hearing of the audiobook, but I'm finding that what I'm really enjoying is just really small things like these roses and the wisteria being out and not quite blown to bits yet, and spring smells. and a little walk to the post office, and just odd coincidences. I mean, I don't have a car, so I hardly ever go to a petrol station, and the petrol stations that used to be just either end of my road have both closed down, so you have to go quite a way to get to a petrol station. And when I went to fill up the car, I knew both the person in front of me and the person in front of them, and we were all really unlikely people to be found at a petrol station. So just that little hello to my neighbourhood, away from my neighbourhood, was quite nice. Although I'm extremely tired, I'm not disheartened. I really hope that even if you have to be really quiet, you're not disheartened as well. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.